Welcome back to part two of my discussion with Brian Custer of SNY and Showtime Boxing. Brian is my longtime friend. We have been friends for a number of years when he was here in Dallas, and he is now a big-time national sports guy and living in on the East Coast and working out of New York City studios and then around the world with Showtime Boxing. And Brian is telling us about his fight against prostate cancer. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer 2 years ago in the summer of 2013. And now, Brian, you have taken your fight against prostate cancer on a large scale and using your friends and colleagues to get the message out about prostate cancer.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that, obviously when I was diagnosed, I wanted to find out everything that I could. And it surprised me that, you know, prostate cancer is probably one of the most popular cancers in the world. It parallels, you know, breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one out of every eight women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. One out of every seven men are going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer. It's the most common type of cancer among men right now, and they call it the silent killer for a reason, because in my case, you never know you have the symptoms of prostate cancer until it's too late. And that's why it is so imperative that men have to get checked. And, you know, for some guys, especially brothers, it's an issue. They're, you know, and they're very upfront. And I'm very upfront with them, like, yo, get checked. But they're like, hey, I don't want a doctor sticking his finger up my butt. That's too uncomfortable. That's not me. Hey, and I'll tell everybody, it can save your life. It saved mine. And I almost feel like it's my mission now to get our brothers checked, because every man of color who is 40 years old or older needs to get a PSA and a physical exam.
So, Brian, what is the number for black men? Is it a larger group? Is it like a one out of being a smaller number, rather?
When you look at one out of seven, generally for men as a when you talk about men of color, it really skews now to one out of four will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. That's why it is it's ravaging and really prevalent in our community. And I almost feel like, you know, it's my mission to get guys checked. You know, and I'll be honest with you, Sybil, I had the why me moment. And I tell everybody this who call me when they get diagnosed with it, you got to have your why me moment.
Mm-hmm.
Have it. It's okay. Because I did. I questioned God. I kept questioning my faith. And I said, why would he put this on me? You know, I eat right. I'm not a drinker. I'm not a smoker. I do martial arts. I've always worked out. Why would this happen? And I had to come to the realization that, you know, sometimes God picks people because he says, you know, I need to use you to get the message out. And I feel like you're a person who can handle this. And that's what I had to come to realize, is that, you know, there are two most important days, I think, in our lives, Sybil. The day we're born and the day we realize why we're born. And I think I had to come to realize one of the reasons why I was born is to help people.
Right.
And one of my missions now is to tell men of color they got to get checked.
Well,
and that's why I joined up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation. Evander Holyfield, former heavyweight champion of the world, loves great causes. He said, man, you know, you're right. We got to do this. So we teamed up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation. We shot a PSA. And the whole theme of our campaign is man up and get checked. And we've been going across the country telling men of color, you got to get checked. You got to do it, because, listen, you know, do it for your wife, do it for your girlfriend, do it for your sister, your mother, whomever. If you want to live a long life, you got to get checked, especially when you're at the age of 40 or older.
And you're doing it for those three young men in your house, too.
Absolutely. I mean, let me tell you something. When he told me that was the first thing that came to my mind. I said, well, I see these guys. Well, I see these guys go to high school. Well, I see them get married. Well, I even see their kids. I mean, I was distraught.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing that was on my mind when he told me that I had it and that it was aggressive. And, you know, I kind of get emotional about it, because it takes me back to that day.
Sure.
And that was the only thing I was thinking about, was those three precious boys that I had. And at the time, you know, my youngest was three, and then the other ones – They were 10 years old and 8 years old. So, you know, it really hit me hard because I was like, God, will I even see them as teenagers? Will I see them grow up? And I don't ever want anybody to go through what I had to go through. And the only way you won't is if you get checked on the front end.
You man up and get checked.
Exactly.
Brian Custer is spreading the word about the fight against prostate cancer and sharing his with a powerful testimony about his fight against prostate cancer, as well as helping others to do it. So, Brian, where do you go from here?
You know what? It is really for me a mission. I'm very active about it on social media.
Yes.
Every time I have to go get checked every 3 months. Every 3 months, I'm in Dr. Samadi's office, and I make sure I take pictures of me and them, you know, taking my blood. I post them on my Facebook page, and I've asked men to, when they get their PSA test, post them on my page, and people have done that, which I really love. They tweet me about that, and you can tweet me at BCusterTV. People send me tweets about it. And then, you know, the really interesting thing, Sybil, is that I get a lot of personal messages on Facebook from guys. Listen, depending on what kind of surgery you have, for some people, there are some complications with the surgery when you have prostate cancer and when they take out your prostate. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. And I think for men, a lot of times we value what's between our legs so much as our identity. Mm. And they're saying, well, I can't have surgery, man, because I won't be, you know, I won't be virile again. I won't be able to do some of the things I used to do. And hey, listen, I tell them all the time, you can take pills now. You know, sure, you may leak a little bit. Okay, they have pads for that. So you know what? You have to get over that kind of stuff because you want to be alive.
Right.
I'd rather have those other little issues.
Right.
Or you can be dead. It's which one you want to choose.
Make your choice.
So, you know, a lot of guys, they ask those really tough questions, and I'm very upfront and honest with them. And, you know, they appreciate that because they say, well, you know, no one's really explained it to me that way or really gotten in depth with me about what I should expect and what I'm going to experience coming through it. And really, I feel like that's what I need to do is to help as many people as I can and really just become an advocate. I really want our community to know how much this disease has plagued us and that we can do something about it as long as we prevent it on the front end, and that's going to get checked every year.
Well, Brian Custer, I am so proud of you, and I always knew what a wonderful man you are. And I really commend you for finding your voice in this fight. I mean, you've always had a great voice in the sports world, but certainly this takes it to a whole nother level. And I so appreciate your sharing your story and for fighting the good fight.
Well, you know what? Listen, thank you so much, Sybil. You know, I love you dearly. I'm so proud of you. Because I see you now on, like, McDonald's commercials now. So I know that, listen, I got 3 boys that I'm going to get some free Happy Meals or something from you. Because you're really big now. I mean, you were big back then.
You are
now
so
you
silly.
Now you're going to take it to a whole new. When you start getting McDonald's money, that's a whole new level. You know, so that's why I'm just so proud to know that you even, you still have my phone number. I'm just always in awe of you, Sybil Wilkes.
Brian Custer is my friend for life, and you can hear his wonderful voice today here on Black America Web, and you can see him on SNY. Those of us that have DirecTV can get you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 6:39 on DirecTV, and everybody should have Showtime. Because, I mean, you got to watch Showtime Championship Boxing, so you got to do that. And, you know, one last thing. You know, when you guys go on the road and you go to Columbus, Ohio, you got to call my mother.
You know, Brian, I promise you, I tried to call her when we were in Columbus, and I never heard back from her. But I promise, going back, Sharon, we're going to get in touch again because I love your mother to death. That, you know that.
That sounds great.
All right. I love you, Brian. Thank you so much.
Love you, Sib.
Talk to you. Brian Custer here talking to us about his fight against prostate cancer as we are in Movember, the men wearing mustaches and beards and all that stuff to bring awareness to men's health and talking about prostate cancer and the fight against it with the great Brian Custer here on BlackAmericaWeb.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Thanks for joining us.